Time once again for our Tibbetts Talk, and Tibbetts members got a little sneak preview of it, but for everybody else, we're making the big announcement right now for the 2021 Tibbetts Summer Theater season. Peter Ipel, who's the new artistic director for Tibbetts Summer Theater, on the line with us, and flashing back to 2020, the season that had to go ahead, and it did, at the Ponds, a total restructuring, Charles Burr final year as artistic director, but you were around for a lot of that too. As a theater organization, that had to make you proud that you were still able to do something for the community this last summer, didn't you, Peter?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was, we were thrilled to be one of the only theaters in the country, really. Most of them had to just close their doors or go to streaming or whatever. And, you know, I mean, God bless them for doing what they did. But, you know, with the move out to the Ponds, this, you know, that new venue, we were able to, you know, follow all the CDC guidelines and keep our patrons safe and still put out a season of, you know, unbelievable, you know, 7 shows in 8 weeks. So we were very, very proud of that. And, you know, in huge part to Charles and Chris and, you know, the whole staff and cast kind of came together. You know, my metaphor for last summer was literally we all sort of jumped off the cliff together and, you know, built the airplane on the way down. So.
Well, and you're kind of in that same boat going ahead, still unknown exactly what the summer will look like as far as the health concerns and what will be allowed, what's not allowed. Obviously, the theater's not allowed to be open at this moment, but you still had to do planning for it. And so you've kind of planned as well as you can, but you do have shows in place for 2021, right?
We do, yes. Our huge hope originally was, you know, obviously to move back into our beloved theater. You know, just with the spikes being what they are now, and, you know, I mean, thank God we've got the vaccines on the way, but, you know, we just really don't know where we'll be. So we need to kind of plan, ideally, you know, we would move back into the theater near the end of the summer, but right now we're sort of planning for, the Ponds for the whole summer again next summer.
All right. So unveil the shows for us for 2021.
Okay. Yeah, that's with that being said, it was like last summer we were able to do a lot, but, you know, we had the limitations out there, right? And so as we sort of put the season together for the Ponds this year, we wanted to use it as an enhancement of the experience. So we really looked to do that. So the first show will be another Broadway review, but kind of on steroids this year. We call it the Best of Broadway, and it's going to be much more kind of fleshed out. Kind of starting at the dawn of Broadway with Showboats and Oklahoma and the early, you know, shows, and then going all the way through the golden age of, you know, Fiddler and Sound of Music and, you know, Camelot, and then, you know, through the mega musicals of the 80s and 90s with Les Mis and Phantom of the Opera, and then, you know, right up to, you know, modern day with Wicked and Hamilton and sort of everything in between. So, you know, it's literally going to be the Best of Broadway. You know, you're going to know all of these tunes. You're going to be humming along. You're going to be tapping your toes. And our audiences love Broadway, and we love, you know, bringing it to you. And we've got a super bunch of folks to bring it to them. So I thought that would be a really good way, kind of a night of Broadway out under the stars. So that'll be our first offering. Second offering is literally the longest-running musical in the world. So it's the Fantastics, and it's not the longest-running Broadway musical. It was off-Broadway the whole time, but it opened in 1960 off-Broadway and played all the way up through 2002, literally, whatever that is, 42 years or whatever, and then it had a brief hiatus because the theater itself closed. And then a theater was actually built in New York to bring it back. So it's been running since 2006 again.
Wow.
So, and audiences would know a lot of the music, you know, try to remember that kind of September, like that's mm-hmm. from the Fantastics. It's a a beautiful kind of Romeo and Juliet, you know, story. I like to say it's a boy, a girl, a moonlit night, and the two fathers that try to keep them apart, right? So it's romantic and it's wistful and it's funny. You know, they've got some really comic characters in it. There's a lot of poetry in it. So again, just like a perfect kind of fit with the ponds and, you know, kind of, I just imagine, you know, these cool evening breezes blowing through and this lovely love story, you know. And then the third offering is, we really miss our popcorn series, you know, because we really believe in, you know, nurturing, new theatergoers and we want to have something for the whole family. But, you know, we wanted something specifically for the kids, too, to bring the kids to kind of in the middle of the summer and give them something to, you know, recognize that. So we're going to do You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Okay. So that's, definitely the old Peanuts gang, Charlie Brown and Snoopy and Linus and Lucy and, you know, Schroeder, all of them. And, it's colorful and it's fun and it'll be the revival version so that the score's kind of been updated to be more poppy and, you know, contemporary. So,
great.
A lot of energy. It's fun. Great dancing and stuff too. So, and then, to kind of, you know, round off the summer, we always try to do a play of sorts. Sometimes it's a farce or sometimes we do two plays in a year, but we wanted something that would be, you know, as we move into the fall and out of the summer and, you know, we're out at the ponds. And so, you know, it came to me, you know, there's a wonderful play called On Golden Pond, which was turned into an Oscar-winning film with Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn. Folks would remember that. And, you know, it won Tonys and Drama Desk Awards and everything, so it's just kind of the perfect way to end. It's heartwarming and it's, you know, it's all about, you know, love and, you know, evergreen devotion to each other and the strength of, you know, love and family. And it's also, you know, it's heartwarming, it's dramatic, but it's also funny. And so it's just kind of, you know, a perfect way to end, you know, with On Golden Ponds at the pond.
Well, sounds like a wonderful season planned ahead. And again, right now planning to be at the Ponds, hopefully maybe at the theater. We'll see what happens with that. I know the full schedule is going to be up on the website soon here. Now, I know season subscriptions aren't on sale yet, but people could still buy a gift certificate if they wanted to put towards shows that are coming up too and book those as we get a little closer. But appreciate the world premiere announcement this morning, Peter, of the 2021 summer theater season. Sounds like it's going to kick off with a big bang for your career as artistic director at Tibbetts.
Thanks so much, Ken.
Peter Reipel.
Give the gift to theater this year. Yeah.
There you go. Peter Reipel, who's the artistic director for Tibbetts Summer Theater, with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.